Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4735.
Can you identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence?
My mother had a significant influence on me, probably just because she works harder than anyone else in the family. And we keep encouraging her to retire, and she keeps working, so good morals in place there.
Okay. What do you aspire to be?
Successful? I don't know. I guess going back to the first one, trying to be more like my parents. So building the family and doing all that stuff.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Diligent, humble, and motivated.
What types of things make you happy?
I guess good company and friends and family. Stick with that one.
And what types of things make you sad?
Difficult people.
Describe the world you come from and how the world shaped who you are.
We're encouraged to work for things growing up, and we're always encouraged to have a job, even if it was the bare minimum. So I think that helped shape me a lot into the workforce as an adult.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think the work ethic on that one, going back to the first one, and I developed that just by growing up in that environment, I think.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think honesty is a big one on that one. Yeah. Stick with that.
Okay. Any other qualities?
Besides that, faithfulness and selflessness.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
We never were allowed to take things for granted, and I think that's something that I would definitely want to pass on to my offspring.
Tell me how you would like to spend time with your family, or how you do like to spend time with your family, rather.
Doing as little as possible, do family dinners or something, and where we can sit around and catch up.
Quality time.
Yeah.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
My mother got me a skydiving pass, and it was special because she didn't want me to do it.
That sounds like mom.
Yep.
All right. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
We were forced to play outside growing up, so that was something I enjoyed and stuck with. But we didn't do, my mom didn't let us do video games or computers, so that was something that I think kind of carried on with.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
I don't know if I have a favorite book. The last book I read was The Lone Survivor. I like autobiographies and biographies, nonfiction, historical.
Okay, and that kind of ties into the next question. What was the last book you read? Did you have a favorite character?
The main character in that one, I think, was the protagonist.
Was there a reason you were drawn to that character?
Just because that was what the book was about, I guess. There weren't a lot of characters in it, so it was hard to pick a different one.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Football.
Yeah.
Mainly, and cycling.
And what do you do for fun? Do you have any hobbies?
My hobbies are cycling and running and swimming, playing outside.
And are you a creative person?
I'm not.
Okay. No, then I won't ask you
the
follow-up.
Creativity.
That's okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No. Miley Cyrus, maybe?
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Just any time in my life. Probably during college, I took a semester off, and it felt like a big risk at the time, just because I didn't know what I was pursuing, so I took the time off to get some time to figure out what I want to pursue, and I got some, stuff done in that time that I can reflect on, and glad I did it. So, I think that was a risk I took that
It paid off.
had impact.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Bill Murray. Because he's funny. Never thought about interviewing anyone.
Right. First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
First post-college job, I think, was a experience that had an impact on me because it wasn't all cracked up to be. So, what I thought you did when you graduated and became an adult kind of wasn't what, I saw it as.
What did that did that have like a lasting result or an impact, or
Yeah,
did you
it
change as a
kind of
result of that?
rearranged my priorities, what I was pursuing and what I thought was important at the time, kind of reorganized those thoughts.
Right, how about an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do?
I think that's the same answer as the
Kind of,
previous one, yeah,
yeah.
just taking that time from school to pursue other things to reprioritize. Looking back on it, I'm glad I did that.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that surprised or unsettled or challenged you? And in what way?
Well, that's same answer as the job thing, graduating school and sitting in a cubicle, and that was very eye-opening because it's not what I thought it was, so.
Of everything in the world you would like to be doing right now, what would you like to be doing?
Pretty happy with where I'm at right now. Just working in an environment that I can enjoy rather than, some of the other reasons you'd get a job. No, I'm pretty happy.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Bill Murray.
What is your approach to life?
Think firstly I'd pick doing what I would enjoy to do and beyond the responsibilities. I think that's more important than chasing paychecks or anything like that.
And what was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most recent one I could think of was unemployment. It was over the holidays, so I just kind of added a level of difficulty to it. But I got some temporary jobs and eventually found something that I liked more. So it worked out.
Maybe would you also say that was your most rewarding experience?
I would, yeah. Moving on to a job that I like was, yeah, probably one of the more recent rewarding experiences.
And I probably don't need to ask this, but who's your favorite actor?
Will Smith.
Oh, maybe I didn't need to ask. I thought you were going
It's too
to
repetitive at this point.
say Bill Murray. What is your favorite dinner?
Pizza.
And do you have a favorite board game,
I
or did
n
you when you were a kid?
no, I never checkers, but I never liked board games.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I went on a camping trip and we got lost in the woods for a week. I think that was
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
let the dog outside.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Wish I had better handwriting. Like, I thought being an artist would be cool, but I can't. I'm incapable.
You have to, it seems like with computers you wouldn't have to have good
Yeah.
handwriting to be an artist.
That's what I thought, but
No.
we'll still make you right.
What is your favorite season and why?
Spring. I don't like cold weather at all. So it's the first time we get to see the sun after the winter.
What matters to you most?
My family and my dog.
And how about something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asks you?
I'm a sperm donor.
That's good. Anything else? Okay.
Now.
All out there. All right. What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Having to explain to my family that I got lost in the woods on the previous question. We laughed about it later.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Work with a few like youth programs for underprivileged kids, and that's always just very rewarding. It's helping a group of people that otherwise don't have a lot of abilities. So that's always something I feel strongly about.
How about your favorite joke and appropriate joke? If you have.
Favorite, what do you call a fish with no eyes? It's a fish. It's a really
To remember that
bad
one.
joke.
That
It's awful.
is. How about if you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Aquaman? I don't know. Yeah. Let's go with
Why Aquaman?
that. I like swimming. He doesn't really get into real danger, it doesn't seem, so that would be a safe
The
bet.
safe superhero.
Yeah.
How about if you could be invisible? Where would you go and what would you do?
I think I would see what my dog does all day when I'm out there.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
On a boat, I think, mostly German, but I don't know. I've never asked that.
So, what quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I guess I'm very upfront with people, open and honest about things, and I think that was a tough quality to develop, but it has paid off time and time again. Least I'm not very good with computers, so that's my currently my least favorite quality in myself.
So why did you choose your line of work generally?
I get to be up on my feet, moving around rather than sitting inside in a cubicle in uncomfortable clothes.
All right. So what do you find most interesting about your work? I think you kind of
I get
already
to talk to
said that.
different kinds of people every day, so that's always surprising and always interesting.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be and why?
I've always wanted to be a fireman. Just because it seems exciting, and again, I get to be out doing things, not sitting inside. I don't know, the element of not knowing what you're doing every day when you go to work is alluring.
So, what would you consider a romantic evening?
I don't know, dinner and drinks.
All right. What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone with shared interests, someone that I could, share hobbies with, is always kind of a draw. Just, the more in common, the better, I think.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
I began when during my unemployment days, and I was applying to anything that I could. Oh, pretty much any job I could find that seemed fast-paced, not something down the road I was applying to. That's how I got involved.
And is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Don't get a cubicle job.
This concludes donor audio interview 4735.